Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 233. My name is Chris Fricchio. I have returned from vacation. I am here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Mr. Travis Baum.
Yo, what's up in the Jizzy House? Yo, here's the sitch. We gotta get in the tip.
Travis?
Yo.
You feeling okay? You sound
more northern.
You sound taller.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't figured it out already, that is
still
Jason A. Stryker.
Hey,
returning,
what's up, people?
Currently being housed in Minnesota. Minnesota. You're so Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Working at Game Informer magazine. How's that going for you, buddy? How you liking it up there?
It's not bad. It's a little stressful being in the biz.
Yeah, but are you liking it?
I mean, this is kind of what I asked for, so I guess I can't really complain. But
yeah, you signed up for that shit.
Yeah, I did.
It's a busy time of year.
Yeah, it's a very, very busy time of year because we have E3 coming up.
Are you going to E3 or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm all about the E3. I'm streaming all of the press conferences this year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Do you remember that, Chris, like 2 years ago when we were there? And I was like, dude, someday I'm going to be in there doing video and stuff.
And 2 years later.
Here I am.
Awesome.
Well, I'm not going to be in like the risers or anything. I'm going to be like in the basements and in the backstage area. Yeah. So
you're running the Game Informer stream, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So if that shit goes down, we know who to blame.
That's right.
You can just check out GameSpot's stream or something like that. They probably have their shit together. So.
Well, they've been streaming it every year for how many years now?
Right. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's been a
while. No pressure on me. No pressure.
No, not at all. Well, how are other things, man, outside of work? How are things going? How's Lisa doing?
She's doing great. She's trying to play Batman Arkham City. I'm very proud of her.
Trying to play. Okay.
She's had a headache, though, all day, so it's kind of impeding her progress. But no, she's doing good. She actually encouraged me to come on the show tonight.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
I knew I loved you.
I was like,
oh, Jeff wants to know if I can come on the show. I really got a lot of shit to do tonight. She's like, you should do it.
I'm
like,
just
that's
do
all,
it.
That's you all miss those bitches, and you know, you miss podcasting.
I do miss you guys an awful lot.
We miss you too, man.
We love you.
I got you, buddy.
Jeff, what's up with you, man?
Not much. We got pigeons on our balcony, and not just like chilling there, like laying eggs.
What?
Yeah. So, like, a few days ago, or probably about a week ago, further than that, we noticed these two pigeons always hanging out on our balcony. And we figured, no big deal. They've been around for a while. They just come to our balcony. They jump around balconies, just chill, whatever, fly away. So then last weekend, I noticed that one of them kept bringing sticks up to the balcony. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? So I look under one of the
chairs. They were building a nest out there for you?
They're, like, bringing a bunch of sticks to build a nest. I'm like, no.
Taking root.
This ain't gonna happen. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I'm like, okay, well, I just took all the sticks and threw them over the balcony. So I'm like, all right, they'll probably go find another place to nest or whatever.
Nope.
So,
brought the sticks right back up, didn't they?
No, they didn't even bring the 2 days later. So 2 days ago, I go outside, like, for a smoke, and I look under the chair, because they still were coming back and kind of, like, chilling underneath the chair or whatever. So I look under the chair, and there is the female one. It's like the smaller one. It's like all white. It's like an albino pigeon. And it's got a freaking egg next to it, just on our like carpet thing we have outside on our balcony. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
And so, you destroyed the foundation to their home. Oh my god, Jeff.
I'm such an asshole.
You're a horrible person. Are all like, Canadians as evil as you?
Hold on. It's like, what the hell are we going to do? And we like read up on it, and like some things say just leave them be, but other people are like, no, it's going to, like, for one, there's pigeon shit all over one side of our balcony. We're like, this is disgusting. And people are saying, like, once the egg hatches, they're going to become very protective, and they might, like, attack you if you go out there. I'm like, well, that's going to suck, because it's like a freaking balcony, and summer's coming. So they start bringing sticks up again. So now they have, like, a little bit of a nest around it. And then I look under there again today, because when I went out there, one of them actually flew away. The other one wasn't there. I look under to see if the egg was still there. Now there's two fucking eggs. Like, we're going to have like a family of pigeons on there, so I don't know. I'm going to probably go down to the front office tomorrow and be like, listen, this is the deal, but we want someone to remove it, but like nicely. Like, take
don't you guys have like an animal control center you can call or something?
Yeah, we definitely do, but I just want to make sure they don't just like come here, scare the other two off, and just take the eggs away, because then I'm going to go out there one day, and they're going to be sitting there like, you motherfucker. took our babies, and then I'm just going to get attacked by, like, no, all their friends.
I think they would try and like, actually trap, like, cage the pigeons and take them all away at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I
would pretty sure that's what they would try and do.
Or make a really good fucking breakfast.
Breakfast. Yeah, I got put out.
I don't know if pigeon eggs are what I would want for breakfast.
Scrambled eggs. Eggs. You know. Yeah, who knows? You never know. And then someone says, just let Kai out there, but yeah, that's a good idea. But knowing Kai, though, she'll probably, like, make friends with him and then attack me if I try to, like, give the shit. So that's what's been going on in my life the past week, is keeping an eye on these two pigeons and their eggs on the balcony.
Sounds like fun.
So if you hear me scream on break, you know what happened.
Or even during the show. Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, exactly. How about you, Chris?
Cool. Doing well. Had a good trip. It was pretty fantastic. I'm just going to put it that way because, you know, we were worried about how Liam was going to take the car ride and all this other stuff, and he was just amazing. I mean, you know, Crystal was too, because, you know, Crystal is friggin' 6 months pregnant, and on the way home, we only stopped once for like a 6.5-7 hour drive. So, wow, I mean, between the two of them, that was pretty amazing. But yeah, we went to Disney, went to Epcot. Liam had a great time, you know, hanging out with, his grandmother, my mom, and, my goddaughter, Madeline, and her little sister, Elizabeth. He had a great time with them. And, you know, it was just a very successful trip. It was very relaxing, and, I'm glad we did it. So.
Good.
Yeah, it worked out really well. Outside of that, you know, trying to get back into the swing of things, into real life after, you know, after like a 5-6 day vacation, it's, and then you have to get back to work and it's like, you know, things are settling back in and, you know, we're getting things going. My, you know, props out to a friend of mine, Tim. Tim Capetto, he's a good friend of mine that I went to high school with. Him and his wife are in the hospital right now having a baby.
Hey.
So, congratulations to them. They're having a little girl. I believe her name is Julia, if I remember correctly.
Can't be that great of a friend. I've never heard of him.
Well, he's not in my gaming circle.
I know.
So,
I'm just fucking with you, man.
He's in my non-gaming circle. So, they don't mingle much, but, you know, yeah, Jason's met him. He was one of the groomsmen in my wedding.
We've had some drinks together.
Yeah.
Oh, then Danny's all right in my books.
Yeah, he's a
good
guy.
We've had experiences.
He's a good guy. But yeah, besides that, that's it. You know, we're continuing to prepare for Elora's arrival, and it's going to be great. I'm really excited.
Cool.
Yeah. I want to talk about some games, though, because Jason's on the show, and I want to know what Jason's been playing, because I haven't talked to this motherfucker on
a
podcast
like a
in months.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't
so
remember.
So starting
like 2 weeks
back
ago.
Last October...
Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Okay. And that's been it.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You've been playing more than that.
Oh man. Yeah. Seriously. Well, actually, it's been a couple of weeks since I played the Cross Tekkens.
Yeah. Same here.
Gee, I wonder why.
Might be because of Diablo.
Oh, that game.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That game is pretty effing amazing and addicting.
Dang.
People seem to like that game.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I'm getting much more into it now that all of my, it seems like I've got my connection issues under control.
Oh, good. Yeah, I heard you were cursing its name for quite some time.
Yeah, actually, I haven't actually talked about playing the game on the show yet because 2 weeks ago it was one of those situations where I got the guest pass from Jeff and I just couldn't get my account going. But yeah, I was having some major connection issues. Like the first day that I tried to get on and play the game, I was disconnected 6 times in 30 minutes.
Lovely.
And then
I'm sure we'll get into that during the
Yeah, yeah. So, but sweet. It seems to be under control now. And, you know, I know that Blizzard did something, that we'll talk about later, but, yeah, I'm really getting into the game. I think, I played with Jeff last night it was Jeff, Shadow Hato, and C Sharp.
What?
Yeah.
And we had a good, like 2 hour session. I got up to my wizard was level 18 and she is now level 20, 21, something like that. I can't remember.
Somewhere around there, I think. Yeah.
But it's fun.
I just wanted to point out that I was online last night.
I didn't see you online. I looked.
You don't think you're
maybe you haven't added me yet.
Hmm.
I'm not cool enough for you.
Anyway, yeah, so Diablo. I think I'm level 55 or something like that. So I'm getting close to.
Wow. How many have you gotten through the second? Well, What difficulty are you on right now?
Inferno.
Okay, and that's the highest.
Are you on Inferno now? Shit.
I'm on Inferno.
Yeah. That scares the shit out of me. Like, I saw videos of that, and I'm like, oh my god, like...
Well, yeah, I completely hit a wall. Mm. Oh, no, I'm not in Inferno, I'm in Hell.
Okay.
Hell's bad enough. Anyway, yeah, I hit a wall with that, and this is one of my big gripes with the game, is that, you know, once you get to a new difficulty level, you know, everything friggin' changes, right? So you're, you know, you spent the entire game, you know, boosting up your gear, but as soon as you get to that new difficulty level, it's like, all of that stuff is moot, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got to start, like, completely over. Nothing is as good as the first round of stuff that you get in the new game.
But are you then, equipping, like the white drops that they give you?
Seriously. Yeah, not even kidding. Yeah, some of the white drops are actually better. But yeah, it forces you to go into the auction house, you know? And that's something that Blizzard was really, really pushing with this. You know, obviously with, you know, the always-on DRM stuff and, you know.
Blah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. But I don't like going into the auction house because, you know, it takes 3/4 of the fun of the game away.
Really,
it was always about the loot drops, but now it's like, oh god, this game is awesome! I just found this friggin' pants that I just searched for in the auction house.
Heavy boots.
Or I bought these pants at the auction house, and they are going to be badass for the next 15 levels I play. 10 levels. I haven't picked up a better bow in quite a while.
Yeah, it sucks. Time.
It sucks. But I do buy gems in the auction house, I will say that. Because gems are a ripoff to make.
That's fine, and I've bought, like, you know, pages of blacksmithing or whatever. You know, just stupid stuff. But, no, I've actually, yeah, the first time I had to, like, really start buying stuff in the auction house was when I got to this new difficulty level. Because I was dying against, you know, mobs of, like, 3 people.
Oh, wow.
Like, what is going on? This is no fun whatsoever.
Yeah.
What class are you playing?
Monk.
Okay.
I love the monk.
Monk does look fun. He's been already nerfed twice or something like that so far.
Well, he needs it. He's godlike.
Yeah, I think I hit level 43 today. 43 or 44, I can't remember. But Nightmare is actually kind of getting a little bit harder now. Because I remember before I was kind of like a little bit overpowered going into it. And then now I'm kind of like, oh, okay, all right. Now it's kind of throwing more elite mobs at me and I'm starting to die if I get in a jam. But I am scared about Hell and Inferno, just watching, like, IGN put up a video of one of their editors getting ready for Inferno, like, all this badass armor, all these skills he was specifically picked to, like, up his health, not like he's playing a barbarian, so he just wouldn't die, all his crazy health buffs and everything, and he goes in there, the first elite mob he fights is, like, 4 skeletons, and it was like their health wasn't even going down, and he died literally, like, 15 times. Going
I know, into, you like, can prepare as... Fun. As much as possible, and yeah, nothing's going to be as good as what you get.
And this is exactly
in that level.
Yeah, and he even said, he's like, this is wearing armor that I bought all the auction house mostly.
Oh, so wow.
Like, he went and bought shit that he thought would be better or whatever, and he's like, yep, still not good enough. So it's like, shit. But yeah, but Blizzard did say they're going to work on something, like they're balancing the difficulty or something like that for the Hell and Inferno. They're going to make it so... Because right now, apparently, you really have to have your character's specific like build to even have a shot at it. And they want to make it so you can kind of play with your own kind of build and be able to get through it.
Yeah, they really need to. Yeah. Because right now, it's really rough. It's really rough. Mm-hmm. But I'm loving all of the classes in it so far. So,
same.
I mean, I've rolled a ton of different alts. And it's extremely addicting. A lot of fun. Really great multiplayer. Good stuff.
I love it. I'm addicted. So I put like 50 hours in, and that's like crazy for me. That's like Skyrim level. It's gonna be past.
Jeff
Skyrim
beat the game.
Yeah, know, this is the first Diablo you've ever beaten.
This is the first game of 2012 he's beaten.
And the first game of 2012. Yeah.
So proud of you.
Yeah. And then I started again right away, and I love it. And it's like I will say I am kind of getting a little bit tiresome of the first half of Act 2 because so many people I know are on that act. So when I'm doing characters to play with them, no, sorry, not just you, Chris. Don't worry. But just because I still have fun playing when I'm playing with people, but it's like, hey, I know exactly where like to go here and shit like that. And because I actually found that was like the weakest part of the game, especially the whole part with Zul or whatever that guy's name is. That part it was kind of like, yeah,
there is no Dana. Like,
you mean I was just gonna say there's no Dana. There's only Zul.
There's only Zul. But yeah, I fucking love it. It's so good. I said it a bunch of times. I'm happy with that game and Street Fighter Cross Tekken for the rest of the year. I'd be quite content being like, all right. Oh, and Darksiders, too.
And Borderlands.
And, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So excited for those games.
I'm excited for it, but I don't want to take.
That's all I need is those two games coming out the rest of the year. That's all I need. That's all I want the rest of the year. It's all I care about.
So have you guys checked out Dragon's Dogma at all?
No,
just the demo.
Travis was playing.
Just
yeah,
the demo.
The demo.
What do you think?
I don't think the demo was a good representation of the game. I want to actually try it.
Okay.
So I know that John got it, and he's loving the shit out of it.
Yeah, he
so
is.
He picked up the PS3 version, so I might be doing that too.
So John and I actually have this long storied, like, you know, we're horrible in multiplayer games, right? And with Dragon's Dogma being a pseudo multiplayer game, you know, it's like offline, but you still, you know, can connect with other people. Anyway,
yeah, it's kind of like
long story short,
you can share your buddy.
Yeah, he made a Unistrike pawn inside the game. And he actually made a Twitter account for it. So
for
he's
it.
Been like chronicling the adventures of the Arisen and Unistrike.
So did you steal his pawn and play with yourself?
No, not as of yet. I've been able to play it on the 360.
You didn't do the first part.
But he's had it on PS3, so we can't swap.
Oh, I see.
Which kind of sucks, yeah. That game's weird. It? Like, it's, you know, a lot like Monster Hunter, but like an offline Monster Hunter.
Right.
You know,
that's
I mean?
So, that's kind of what I got from it. It seems to me like it's kind of like a Monster Hunter mixed with a character action game.
Yeah.
In a way.
A little bit like that. Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of that. It's pretty good. I wish I had more time. I wish I didn't have Diablo.
That's
no, you don't. You don't wish that. Shut up.
You don't wish that at all.
Then I'd play more games. also trying out Max Payne 3 right now, which is pretty good.
I want to get that when it's on the cheap. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And I heard it's pretty short. It's like a pretty quick burn too. So
yeah, I heard like 6-8 hours or something like that. So yeah. What else? God, that's really about it. I'm serious. I'm playing a game for review right now that's not out yet called Phantom Breaker. I think it's a fighting game.
Is it? Okay.
Like an
sounds familiar.
Fighting game.
I've never heard of it. Is it like downloadable or?
No. It's going to be a disc release.
Okay.
But
can you say anything about it or no?
No, not yet, because they had to push back the release because there were some bugs in it. So
not game related, but since talking about your taxes anyway, what do you think of the whole Street Fighter anniversary, 25th anniversary collectors thing?
I have everything in that freaking collection.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for rewarding my loyalty for the past 25 fucking years by giving me the same shit that I've already bought.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That statue looks pretty cool, though.
The statue does look cool. But I remember when I first saw it, when you first linked it to me, I was like, that's fucking cool. And then when I thought, wait a second.
it's a bullet list of everything I've been like, ooh, I got to get that. Ooh, I got to get that. And I've already fucking bought it. Why are you reselling it to me?
It's kind of stupid to aim that at Street Fighter fans because they have all that shit already.
That's junk.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I'm not going to pay $150 for that. Uh-oh.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I might already.
I did it. Check out this belt.
Shut up.
The day after launch, so I bought it, guys.
Ooh, look what I got.
Look at my statue. He'll put it next to his little Ryu action figure.
His headband.
Maybe. I'm let's see. That's all that I'm really playing right now is Diablo. Oh, did you guys check out the Humble Indie Bundle?
I did see that
today. That pretty much made my jaw drop with the shit that's in there.
It's fucking amazing. So if you know, you guys are listening, what, it's released on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. No, Monday.
Monday? Yeah. Go fucking buy this. Are you kidding me?
What's in it? It's Limbo, Bastion.
Amnesia.
Psychonauts.
Yeah, Psychonauts.
And Swords and Sorcery.
Sword and Sorceries, yeah.
Now, this is actually the highest average that I've seen. Because right now, I actually just pulled it up. Right now, the average is at 750.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's pretty good. I mean, most of the time, it's like you can get away with paying like $6 and you get all the games, including the bonus game. And this one is up to like 750.
Even 750. No,
I know, 750 for these games. I mean, I paid $15 for Bastion.
Yeah, I paid almost $7 for Swords and Sorcery. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll be straight. I have like all the games except for Sword and Sorcery, but I didn't have the soundtracks. So
right. You get all the soundtracks.
You get all the soundtracks too. I don't have Amnesia either, so I don't have Swords and Sorcery, and I don't have Amnesia.
That's actually the one I've been listening to the most today.
The soundtrack,
the Sword and Sorcery one. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Really good. Yeah. I think it's the best of the bunch.
Wow. I like the writing. So anyway, go buy that. The game was kind of slow. I never beat it.
They're at 183,000 bundles sold.
Oh, and wow.
It's pretty good for, it just came out today. 63. It's pretty good.
I just don't see how that game works on a PC, to be honest.
Yo, sort 6 hours and they raised over $1 million for charity.
That's unbelievable, actually.
It's awesome.
That's impressive. Bullshit.
That's awesome. I love this Humble Bundle stuff, man. It's awesome. I love it.
Very good stuff. Yeah, I'm not, I swear to God, I'm not playing anything else right now.
Cool.
Diablo has consumed my world.
Jeff?
Diablo. That's
Diablo has consumed your world as
well.
That's
the only thing I have touched since last time we recorded. And it's been, anytime I have a chance to game, that's what I love about it. It's like, I can play it for 10 minutes or I can play it for 4 hours. It's like, I can go in there and just mess around with my build. Check out the auction house. I sold some stuff at the auction house. That's kind of fun. Just throwing your shit on there. And, man, the game is just, it's so evil for keeping you up and keeping you like, because I find one of two things. One, I want to find that extra piece of equipment or whatever, maybe that'll drop. Or two, I'm so close to leveling up that I need to play till I level up. Or I'm almost on the quest, so I might as well play to the end of the quest. But then if I play to the end of the quest, chances are I'm close to leveling up. So then it just starts the whole cycle again.
Jeff never stops playing this game.
Seriously, man. I was playing Street Fighter Cross. I had like pretty much nonstop before that, and this totally stopped me from playing that. So I wonder what the next game's gonna be. But as saying earlier today, I don't see myself not playing this game for a while. And it's so rare for me to replay anything. Like I thought maybe when I beat it on normal, the novelty would wear off, and that's it. But nope, keep going.
Well, I love the fact that. You know, that it's so easy to connect with other people too. They did a really good job connecting
so
you with,
easy.
Having your social window readily available and you can jump into anyone's game. Mm-hmm. Even if that they have their game closed, you can still request an invite to a friend's game. And then all they have to do is click a button and you're in. So.
And within seconds too, there's like hardly any, yeah. Like loading or anything.
Yeah, and it's very smooth. You know, we had four people playing last night, and there was very little lag. So you know, it was good. I was impressed with that experience.
Yeah, that's kind of the flip side to the whole always online thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
it makes it extremely convenient for like you know online multiplayer stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's gonna have that whole Xbox Live PSN feel to me, where I feel if I'm not connected, it's gonna be weird. Because I just feel like, oh, I'm going to see what other people do when their achievements pop up. Or just having the MMO like chat system on there is pretty awesome. Just be like, hey, congrats, man. You see someone like beat the game. Or,
yeah.
Well, he's like, hey, you know, or just trash talk.
I always get jealous. I see somebody come up with an achievement, and I'm like, what the fuck did they get that I don't have? What is that?
Yeah, yesterday I leveled up, and all of a sudden I got a direct message from Scott. And he's like, grats. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize you saw that. But yeah,
yeah,
I
didn't know you can see that either. I will say I gotta get not the game's fault at all, totally mine, but I think the game does a better job, well for me, of letting me play my own style, but I still have that feeling of like my problem with MMOs or any kind of RPGs, I feel you get to a certain point if you have like a bad character build, I feel like I'm playing the game wrong. That's what happened to the other two Diablos and like Elder Scrolls games and stuff like that. I feel like I didn't love my guy up good enough, so I'm just my guy sucks, so I'm not gonna like beat it or something like that. And
but
I still, I still get that in this game, but I'm realizing I shouldn't because, like, say if I'm playing with the same, like, my main guy's a demon hunter, so or I should say my main she is a demon hunter. But we're playing. If I see another demon hunter and we're playing, and they're using a skill that I'm not using, my automatic reaction is, oh, should I be using that skill? But then I'm thinking, well, no, it doesn't necessarily mean I should be. It's just. Just not my style, or just like I rather prefer this skill over this one. It just I see myself second guessing like almost all like almost I'm insecure about the skills I'm picking. If I see something like this person doesn't use that skill, so I mean it's worthless. I'm like it's working well for me, so maybe I'll change it up. And but I'm got to get that out of my mind because that's what kind of gets me overwhelmed at some point. But I've been doing okay so far. Being like nope, I'm sticking to what I have right now until I start dying a shitload. Then I'll start thinking about changing shit around. But
well, it was cool yesterday because, like, you and I were both playing Wizards, and, you know, all that happened is I was using Magic Missile with my Wizard, and he was too, and he went and switched it to, what was it, Can't remember that. It was attack like the blade the attack. What? It was the
blade
yeah,
attack.
Attack the darkness, right.
Attack the darkness.
So basically, he relatively quickly became like a melee wizard fighter. And yeah, I was in, like behind him shooting magic missile at the darkness. And, you know, it worked out really cool. It was cool to see that you can have two completely different wizards and actually still do well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I love that you can respec like that and just change your stuff on the fly. That's awesome. And I really wish, like, Chris, you didn't know either that the whole elective mode, like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They really need to patch something in that let people, I guess it's kind of pointless at this point, 6 points, something million people are already started the game, but someone, like, another person, I think Steve Sharp didn't know about that either yesterday when we were playing, like that you can actually assign any skill you want to any one of the,
right.
The skill tabs.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people that have hit that. Level 60 without knowing about elective mode.
Oh, wow. See, that's just crazy, because that's... I can see why they did it, because it makes it a lot easier, especially for people like me who have that mentality of having, like, a bad build. It keeps everything, like, your defensive skill, your primary skill, your secondary skill. Mm-hmm. You have to choose between these, and that's it. But...
Yeah, that was actually a gripe of mine about the game, is like, mm-hmm. Okay, all right, so I've got all these skills that I can't use. But, you know, yeah, once I found out about elective mode, it's like, oh, okay, all right, I'm good.
Yep.
Proceed.
Very I did cool. have one minor scare yesterday, though, when we were playing. I think after you left, Chris, I played with somebody who was around my level, and the game froze up, and I just dinged to, I think, 41, and then when I went back to the menu, it showed 40, and I was about halfway through 41, and I was like, oh my god, did I just lose all my progress from, like, we started about halfway through 40, I made it through halfway through 41, so basically that's, like, the entire level, basically, and, it scared the piss out of me, but then I just resumed my game and it jumped back to 41. I was like, oh, thank God, I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Even with all the issues that I've had, I've never lost progress on my character. You know, they're good about that. You lose progress, like, with how far you are in the current map that you're on, but mm-hmm. your character, like, as soon as you pick something up, it saves that shit to the server.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I've only found one really bad checkpoint, and that's another reason why I'm not a big fan of Act 2. And that's, again, with that whole Zool dude, where his name is, when you have to go find his blood and something in, you know, those tombs. I think that's what we did that with you with yesterday, I think, Chris.
But, oh, okay. Right.
You know what part I'm talking about, Jason?
It's like, yeah.
If you
in
don't
the
get,
desert. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. If you don't get those two things, no matter where you are, if you leave the game, the checkpoint's at the very beginning of that quest. So you have to walk to the part where the sands are. Then you have to find the thing all over again and then get the two things. So I've done that twice now. The first time
and that's
I
a big map, too.
Yeah,
so it's like,
huge.
You know, it's completely undiscovered when you come back. It's
yep.
Like, oh,
yeah.
God.
And so that's another thing. Like, I've done this so many times, and plus I've done it four times on my own, because first time I thought it was just not a glitch. I thought it just didn't save. So I'm like, okay, well, now I got the one thing. I'm just going to make sure. Because sometime today, me and Tyler went for dinner. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to try to go out and make sure I go to town, do something. Maybe it'll save. Came back after dinner, and nope, had to do it all over again. So then I made sure before recording, though, I got the two things and did everything. Exited, came back in. I'm like, yes, okay, cool. I don't have to do that all over again. I'm good. But other than that, it's not too bad. The checkpoints, not terrible.
Not terrible.
But I love that fucking game. Oh my god, game of the year. Can we just give it to it now? There it is. Boom. Done. I think that might be my top five of all time already.
So, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, damn, I know it's bold, but dude, it's got me. It's got me hard. It's crazy.
Ah,
cool.
Chris,
I'd love it, but I'm getting kind of pissed off at it. I'm like,
well, I haven't got to hell mode yet, so
it's sucking away a lot of my time.
Next week, yeah. Jeff is going to come back. Fuck this game.
Yeah, it could very well happen. what level roughly were you when you hit hell? 50?
Yeah, around 50.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, enough fucking Diablo, Chris.
Yeah.
Yo,
what have you been playing?
Quite a bit. Brought my PS3 with me on vacation and got to play a little bit of Skylanders with my goddaughter.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. We did, I brought the Move with me too. We played some Sports Champions. They really got a kick out of that, actually. Also played a lot of Valkyria, Valkyria 2. I did beat the game, finally.
Finally.
Bravo.
Bravo. Yeah, finally. It's, you know, almost 2 years later after the game launched. 102 hours was my, completion time.
Shit.
And, it was, you know, Jeff, remember a couple weeks ago I said, I was expecting like two missions.
Like two missions or whatever after,
I was wrong, it was three. There were three, three story missions, at the end of December. And, the final sequence of events, like the final three missions were so good that I'm like, okay, I want to keep playing. So it's the way they do New Game Plus is that you don't actually have a New Game Plus, but you basically go back to, Landseal, which is the academy, and, you have all of the months available to you, and there's new missions that have opened up in all of the months that are more difficult missions. And then it also allows you to redo any of the story missions that you did as well. So that was pretty cool. Really cool little, addition to it. You know, it gives you a lot of gameplay for that little game. I have to say that I think that, Valkyria Chronicles 2 very well may be the best purchase you can make on a PSP.
Really?
Because of just how good the game is and how much game is there. It's just a lot. It's a lot of game. There's a lot of game.
If anybody told me that, I'd be like, you're probably fucking right. I'm not even going to argue.
But,
sure beats playing your Vita for now, huh?
Oh, well, no, I did play my Vita a little bit too. So, I played a little bit more Escape Plan, but I also played the demo for Gravity Rush.
Yes.
Which is like 5 minutes long. It's seriously like,
it's like 10 minutes.
It's like it's the tutorial, dude. It's like, this is how you jump.
15 if you're really milking it.
If you're really milking it. But the one thing I will say about Gravity Rush, about the demo is that
it's fucking awesome.
It is fucking awesome. I love it. I'm buying this game no matter what. No, it's good. Without a doubt, I'm buying it day one.
When is that? That's out soon, isn't it?
It's the 12th, actually.
It's already been reviewed.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's getting reviewed.
Already out for it and stuff.
And the reviews are a little polarizing. Yeah. I mean, I know that like 1UP gave it a B+, I think, or something.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I was really impressed with, was, you know, when you talk about this game, you talk about how stylized it is during the game. Well, they have these, like, comic book style cutscenes as well, where you like, you get a little scene and, you know, it shows like little text bubbles and stuff like that. But one thing that I thought was interesting is that the actual frames of the comic have depth. So you can like tilt the Vita around and you can see into the frame.
It's so kind of cool.
It's really neat. I was, I don't know why it impressed me so much, but I was like, that's kind of cool. Cause it's like, you see something in the corner. It's like, I really want to see what's around that corner. And you tilt it. And it's like, oh, you know, it's just kind of neat how they did it. But really stylized, really good. I can see that there's going to be a learning curve with how the game works. And one thing that I wasn't really happy with is that in order to dodge, you have to swipe the screen. So it's like removing your finger from the buttons and from the action.
Yeah, don't ever, ever, ever complain about that until you play Kid Icarus on 3DS and then get back to it.
Yeah. No, I'm just, based on what you've talked about, I'm just not going to play that game. So, but it looks, I mean, it seems like that's the only thing that might be an unusual from like a controls perspective, because everything else feels kind of natural. It's like you basically, you hit R and you basically release gravity and you can point yourself with the right stick and then you hit R again and she will basically, whatever she's pointing at, she will cause gravity to go that direction.
Like everything in the environment or just?
No, just her. So she will like, so you can like point at the wall of, like the side of a wall of a building and hit R again and she will make that her standing point. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
But, and then all you have to do at any point in time is hit L and you reset gravity and you go down to the ground.
Do you die if you fall too far?
I don't think so. I have not seen that happen.
No.
No.
Alrighty.
But there's also attacks when you're in like gravity mode too, which is really cool. So overall, I'm impressed. I'm really happy with it so far. And
it does look pretty cool.
It's a sexy game. It
was
a sexy game.
System seller for me. Like, I would own a Vita right now if that was out on launch. Like, it was supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the one that was the game that was most interesting to me when they first started talking about the games for the Vita. It's like, mm-hmm. they announced like Uncharted and all this other stuff. And it's like, I really don't, you know, I'm happy that you're making an Uncharted. That's great, but show me something new.
I already
new.
Own UMD movies. So.
I was like, how
did I lob that one for you, Jason?
Thanks, man.
But Gravity Rush was something new and different, and it looked very stylized, and it was interesting, and that's what I wanted. So I'm glad that it's finally coming out, and I'm going to get a chance to get my hands on it. So
that's
looking forward to June 12th.
Like, I'm super excited that they don't force you to use motion controls. You can still use the right stick to aim with stuff instead of tilting shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big up to them.
It seems like a lot of the tilting is done for novelty reasons, and I'm okay with that. You know, if it's not interrupting gameplay, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's when they did it like with the motion control on the comic strip, that was just a really cool feature to me. And that makes it, and I'll actually like, while I'm reading the comic, I'll be moving it around to see what else is in frame, you know, and it's a cool addition. I like it.
Right.
Very cool. That is it for me.
I played two other games, quick mentions.
Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
Just cause I have to mention this because it's a throwback system. It's actually a couple weekends ago. I went to Tanya's parents' house after something, and I brought my Saturn to hook it up on a standard FTV.
Oh, wow.
Saturn looks like crap when you set on an HD TV. And just played some Vampire Savior and some Street Fighter versus X-Men versus Street Fighter by myself.
Nice.
With the RAM cart or no?
With RAM cart, yes. Definitely.
I don't think you can play it without it for Saturn.
I don't think you can either. Yeah. But yeah, definitely with the RAM cart and everything, so. I want to make another Darkstalkers.
I think they said they might be announcing one, didn't they?
They want to make one. I want to say that a while ago, but who knows what'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the last Darkstalkers that they released on
PSP.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, no, it was I forget. They put it out on PSN, like, again.
Oh, right.
And they were trying to gauge interest. Like, you know, if a lot of people buy this, then maybe we'll do a new one.
If you're going to do anything, put it on PSN or put it on Xbox Live with online play and go from there, maybe. But,
yeah.
Put on Vampire Savior. That game's pretty good. I like it.
It's very fun.
Yep.
I agree.
One last thing, because you guys mentioned it on Growing Up, I mean on the show last week. Gwen was mentioning Triple Town, and I didn't really go into much detail about it, but I wanted to clear one thing up based on what he said, because he was talking about, like, you start out with, like, 2,000-3,000 turns, and when you run out of turns, you have to buy more. You don't necessarily have to buy more. You get one turn back every minute, and up to 150. So after you run out of turns, if you wait an hour or two, you have more turns ready for you. So it's still a pain in the ass when you get to that point, but you're not necessarily forced into buying. Right, you're not forced into buying new turns.
Yeah, I saw him and like Scott and stuff tweeting back and forth pictures of it, and I'm looking like this. I don't even know what's going. Like, it's just a picture of like rows and stuff. It looks like like not a graph. I'm just like, I don't know what's
happening. He explained it as well as you can. You have a map.
The
idea is just to combine. It's a match three game. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And when you match three, move to one, and you're building larger and larger things. So
I just want to match three flawless emeralds to make a perfect emerald. That's all.
Yeah, but that's really expensive. So
yeah, I know. I just want to somehow bring Diablo back.
Just go to the auction house and do it.
It's so much cheaper. I got it. Just to show like people listening this how much cheaper it is. It costs, I think, 2,000 gold to make one. What's the square? Perfect. It's the triangles. I think where it's like
what?
the triangle.
I'm not sure. So
what are the squares? The perfect triangles. What?
Yeah, the triangles are like the perfect gems, like the shape of them.
And radiant. Like,
radiants are the triangles with the inner triangle inside of it. I think.
Right.
And then, but it's like either way. I could be wrong. It could be the square one. That's 2,000. Either way, one of those gems is 2,000. I bought 10 square emeralds and 10 square amethyst for 3,500. So 20 of those gems that cost 2,000 to make one of them in the actual game. That's why they need to rethink that shit. Because way too expensive.
Now, how much would you pay in real money?
I probably would not pay for gems, real money.
Okay, just
it's a good transition because I want to hit up news because they're gonna start off fucking Diablo Auction House. Real money Auction House is delayed again.
Yay! But, will they ever finish developing Diablo 3?
Which is so weird for a Blizzard game when you think about it. It's like, this seems like...
I know. It's like, what are they on? Like, how many different expansions in World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they've always been that company that says, yeah, we'll release it when it's done. But I have a feeling that they're getting rubbed by Activision a little bit. And that's one of the reasons they took out PvP. That's one of the reasons that, you know, they released it without the auction house ready. And, you know, I don't know. It's just a kind of a feeling I've got.
They can figure it out as long as they want, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think I'd ever... Do you guys ever use that, really?
No. What, like, the real money auction house?
The real money auction house.
No, I mean, I could make a feature out of that topic.
Kill me if I ever buy anything in there.
Okay, well, Jason, what happens if there was an item on there for 100,000 gold? It was a really kick-ass fucking, like, I don't know what monks use.
You already lost me, because I won't even look for things that are, like, really rare expensive in the auction house.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I'll go with the level below, and I absolutely refuse to have my first legendary item.
Oh, I will never buy
Leo's purchased from the auction house.
God, no. I haven't found one either. You haven't found one either?
No.
Okay, good. Fuck, because I know people who found, like, the first one on normal playthrough in, like, second act. I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck?
Really?
Those guys.
But, yeah.
I barely get rares right now, man. It's like, but, yeah. I was excited. I got, like, last night we played for 2 hours. I got, like, 3 rares. I was like, oh my god, this is awesome!
I can see where the pull is, because, like,
yeah.
Like, if you can spend 100,000 in-game gold versus like a dollar in real money, I could see some people being like, especially because it just hooks up directly to your PayPal account. I don't even know if I could use it. Because Jason, I'll tell you, because obviously we're on the show when I talked about it. But when I got the game, it asked for
a zip code,
not a postal code for Canada. Huh. So I'm not sure if I can even use the real money one, so I just threw in a fucking Buffalo zip code in there to use it, because it said specifically, this is for the in-game, like, money auction house kind of thing. I'm just like, fucking whatever. So, I don't know. But I think it hooks up directly to, like, a PayPal account or something like that, so it'd be really easy just to be like, yep. Oh, it's 15
bucks. I know.
So dangerous.
It's dangerous.
And people will do it. I know it. People are just going to be all over that shit.
Oh, hell yeah,
and
they will.
Blitz is going to make a fuck ton. They get like 25%
of the sale. They get 30%. Yeah, they get 30% of the sale. Yeah.
And yeah, 7 million people roughly playing it right now. And it's every person throws up fucking one thing for a dollar. That's a lot of fucking money.
I can't imagine why they wanted to make this online.
Yeah, for real.
Beyond me. Wow.
Well, we'll get to that. Anything else? You guys, that's been delayed. It's supposed to come out late May. It's early June. It's not happening anymore. It's going to be pushed back to a undefined date. So.
Yeah.
I've got some late-breaking stuff for you guys. I'm probably breaking embargo.
Embargo? Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, I signed some NDAs earlier. Do you guys hear this is going to be a new Gears of War?
No way!
What?
You're totally lying.
This is actually new to me.
A new Dead Space?
Dead Space 3? Okay, well, that's, yeah, we knew about that one. But we'll go back one, Christ. Gears of War, what's up?
Everything's been fucking leaked so far from E3.
There's
only a couple things that are like under wraps that have not been like completely blown out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell?
Hey, there's a new Castlevania coming out.
Yeah, two.
There's two new ones apparently, but the big one. Well, the one I'm interested in seeing what they do, because the other one is just going to be Lords of Shadow 2. It's going to be probably
just
It'll be the next game on PS3 and 360, and it'll follow that, you know, character action genre style.
Yeah.
But Castlevania Mirror of Fate, well, it's actually Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate, is going to be on the 3DS and is actually going to star a few Belmonts, from what I understand. So, yeah, Trevor Belmont is supposed to be in it, and he's going to be using the Combat Cross, which is what Gabe used in Lords of Shadow. But then apparently Simon Belmont is going to be in it as well, and he's going to use the Vampire Hunter. So it looks like they're doing a little bit extra to it.
Do you think Lords of Shadow sold well enough to the fact that they're going to be like, now we're going to put Lords of Shadow after Castlevania to have more recognition than just calling it Castlevania something?
I think that Lords of Shadow is going to end up being something that is reserved for the games that Mercury Steam makes.
Okay.
And the, you know, if that they decide to make sense. IGA, if IGA decides to keep making games, it's going to leave that subtitle off.
Okay.
Because it's considered a different universe at this point.
Weird. But they're going to have Belmont in it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even if you go back and look at, like, the lore of Lords of Shadow, it's like they keep the, they say it's a different timeline, like it's a different, you know, it's an actual, like, different universe, but the lore is accurate. If you actually look at what they're doing,
basically, then I guess
so. It's
like a retelling.
Yeah. It's interesting. We'll see what happens. I don't know, but I honestly don't know how well.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to be 2.5D, and they're saying that they're going to be focusing more on exploration. So it sounds to me like it's going to be almost like a Metroidvania with a little bit of extra combat kick to it. So we'll see.
I am down for this.
Yeah,
I am too. I'm good.
Sounds good to me. Sign me up.
Two new Castlevania games. All right.
Just on DS, or is it coming to Vita too?
Right now, it's just as far as I know, it's just 3DS.
Okay.
So, yeah. The only other thing that I had is Jet Set Radio is coming to Vita, baby!
Yeah!
I'm excited. Yeah, Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio!
Jet Set Radio! Such a good game.
Is it a direct, like a direct port, basically, of the Dreamcast version?
I hope not. I hope they implement that right stick, because it needs it.
Well, I'm sure. It does. They probably will.
It does need it bad. So, I have a feeling that they will, because this is the same, it's the same one that they're releasing for PSN. Because they announced it for like for PC and and XBLA and PSN, and I'm thinking that it's going to be, you know, whatever version they release for those, it's going to be the same thing.
Cool.
That's all I got.
Anything else? Yeah. Well, next week's going to be really freaking busy for news. So.
Yeah. No kidding.
All right. We'll get Jason to report directly while he's streaming. He can send us in voicemails.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Explorer V3. Check out NBA Ballers. It's this brand new dance-type game where you'd actually bounce the basketball to the beat.
Hey, they're making
music.
A sequel to that Lucha Libre game.
I can't wait. If they give me another mask, I'll report on it.
And you're good.
I hope there's another Dance Central. Really.
There will be. Probably.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, it sold really well. It's fuck the Kinect. Seriously, I may have just broke in the ass. Sorry,
huge NDA there. You
heard it here first, people.
I'm pretty sure you'll be okay either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody listens to our show. It's okay. Yeah. Maybe another Halo. We'll see.
But cool. Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about if a bad launch can affect the way you look at a game. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right. I got to pee. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
I miss you guys.
We miss you too, Jason.
Okay, you did.
Oh, all right. Jeff, what are we talking about today? This is your topic.
Was it really? I don't know. We were talking about some shit about launches, like bad launches, like
and it affects your gaming purchase.
Yeah, if you're gonna, you want to buy a game, bad launch, you don't want to buy a game. Is it going to turn you off the game forever? That kind of deal.
There you go. So that's the topic.
Something along those lines.
We got a few emails, and with Travis not here, what we're going to do is we're just going to go around robin and each read one. So I will start out.
Good, because I need to bring up the emails.
Well, you do that.
I just got them up. I was so excited. Okay. Awesome. All right.
Hey, guys. Jake G90 Dose here with your question of the wiki. Okay.
Wiki.
Does a bad launch turn me off to a game? No. If a game is on my radar, I'll pre-order it. If I haven't pre-ordered it, I honestly probably don't care about the game. What's up, Diablo 3? Ouch.
Oh.
If I'm sort of interested but will have no willpower to pre-order... Oh, wait. If I'm sort of interested but have no willpower to pre-order or get on launch day, I will wait and see what happens. And if it has massive problems that Diablo 3 has, I will simply wait and wait and wait a little more and get a year or a bit after launch when all the correct fixy patches are out.
Wow, really?
All the correct
fixy patches. That's a long time.
So if it has a bad launch, I'm one of those silent sufferers who battles through without complaining and doesn't pay attention to the bollocks internet wankers who can't understand that making games is hard and easy to fix. Wankers, sorry.
You listening, Chris? What?
I think it's funny when that word is said with an American accent.
Wankers?
Colon D. That's his little smiley.
That's a big smiley.
And also, if it's a bad launch and I don't care, I simply not seek out any news on that game. So really, my answer to this question in itself is obvious. Wait, what? So really, my answer for this question is in itself obvious question. video games have bad launches. Love you all. With a virtual butt whack. Jake G92.
Okay. I get it now. Yeah, I was like, what? Virtual butt rack.
All right, so this dude actually waits a year
on stuff he doesn't
on a
really like.
Big name release. Okay.
Well, it seems like if it's something that he doesn't want to deal with the problems, he'll just like sit back and wait for it to be fixed.
Yeah, I got it. Like, if it's something he's really looking forward to, he'll buy it anyway. But if it's something he's kind of only interested in a little bit, he'll wait till everything gets worked out, and then he'll buy it when everything's figured out or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I can see people doing that. I personally can't do it. It's something I'm looking forward to at all. I'm just like, ugh, whatever. I got to get it. Fuck it.
Oh, it's a tough call. I'm waiting to quantify, like, what a bad launch is.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, well, the whole thing, of course, stemmed from Diablo. It's launch
right.
And how it had like bad okay. like, connectivity issues.
Had the Era 37s and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, can't play it like offline at all, even if you want to play single player. So that's the kind of thing we didn't really kind of like, I guess.
I think it was assumed. I don't think we really needed to be so much about that. But like the problems that I had weren't necessarily huge launch issues. It was just a problem that I had, and it was a problem that other people have had too. As I was saying earlier, it's like the first day, I almost didn't buy the game because the first time I tried out that guest pass that Jeff gave me,
you couldn't get on.
Yeah, six disconnects in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and that's after I got all of the battle.net account issues figured out. Waited on hold for an hour for them to answer my damn call. So the day after, I got disconnected two more times in like a half an hour. Then the third day, it actually ran smoothly. And it was just issue after issue that was preventing me from, actually progressing in the game. Like, this is definitely not a problem with the game's connectivity per se. But it's again, going back to the fact that I can't play offline. It's like when I was in Florida, I was on a 3G connection. First 2 days, it was great. You know, I was having no problems. I was actually playing Diablo pretty well on my laptop. But for some reason, all of a sudden, the 3G connection that I had, I don't know if like Sprint got overloaded in the area and the network was just shit, but I literally got like a dial-up connection after out of my 3G connection. Oh, and the game was unplayable. I actually died like 3 or 4 times because of lag. And that's kind of the other piece that was getting at me. So then when I get home, I get more of these disconnect
issues.
That's
not the game's fault, though.
Right, I know. But well, it depends on how you look at it. I agree. It's not the game's fault. But if there was a single player mode that was not connected, I would be able to play it. When I got home, I had the problem again. And, you know, this is, and then I'm the only one that I know having these issues. So I went and researched it on Google. And I got like all of these results on Blizzard's website, on Blizzard's like forums and shit. And the thing that people did to solve it, was connect to general chat. Apparently that is what fixed it. Okay. So like the next time I logged in, I saw that. Next time I logged in, I connected to general chat. I played for like an hour and a half with no problems.
Which is funny.
Yeah. And then what's even more funny is like the next day I loaded the game up and I see on the launcher, it says, "We are now connecting everyone to general chat automatically."
Really?
Yeah. Now everybody gets connected to general chat automatically.
Sounds like such a coincidence. Like, yeah. That should not affect your like login. Yeah,
I don't know. It's got to be some sort of back and forth thing with the server. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird. Because I know that when I was like, I played with Asian 619. I played with Asian 619 for a couple hours before I went on vacation, and before I found the workaround that I was just mentioning, and we had no problem playing. I mean, it was smooth, and I can only assume that. It's because it was because I was playing multiplayer. I mean, I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know how that would make really a difference, really. But
it's like, it's server communication. I mean, I can't. Yeah. I really don't know.
There was like another. There was that one day when you were really, really having problems, and that was a day that Jason, myself, I think Vossi, and someone else, Shadow, I think, were playing, or maybe it might have even been Scott. We played like for like 4 hours straight.
It was like 6 or 7 hours, yeah.
It was like a long time. And around the same time, you were having all these problems, and we're like, we didn't have a single issue at all.
Yeah, and it's weird, because I don't know what what the problem stems from, but it seems to be only particular people are having this particular problem. Because I don't get like a, I don't get like just a random disconnect. I get disconnected, and there's a message that pops up that says, "You have been removed from the game." And then when I try to connect again, it doesn't let me. It says, "Other players that you were playing with might have a problem," or something like that. And then I get the complete disconnect, and it kicks me off of the server.
Now, when did you buy the game? Just to stay on the topic here. So this didn't prevent you from buying the game, then?
Well, no. So the first night was... The first night I played was the 6 disconnects. Then there's 2 the next night. Then the next night, after that, the third night, I had a good run where I played for like an hour or two and didn't have any problems. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, Friday. And it was like the following Monday I bought the game.
Okay, so it didn't stop you from buying the game then?
Well, because I had like 2 days in there that were disconnect free.
No. I'm just saying, but the topic, though, is like, it didn't stop you from buying the game. The whole thing is like, it did have a bad launch connectivity, but you still bought the game.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I didn't buy it until I had the 2 good days. If I would have had more issues like I had the previous 2 days, I would not have bought it.
Well, okay.
Understandable.
Better question. If you didn't have a guest pass, would you have bought in the game? Would you have been like, screw it? Like, I'm not getting it? Because... like they pretty much fixed most of the issues like 2 days later. They have been spotty since then. They were down today for a few hours when I tried to log on. They're like, "Oh, we're under maintenance." But if you didn't have a guest pass to try it out and have those disconnects yourself, would you have still bought in the game? As let's say on Friday
based on Saturday? What I knew of the game at that point, probably not.
Okay,
probably not. So the guest pass got me into enjoying the game, and after that first 2 days, that second and third, that third and fourth day where I had no connection issues, that is when I started enjoying the game enough to go out and buy it.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, let's have another email. See if we have another point of view on this one. This comes from Sean Recupido. He says, my gaming purchases consist of two types of purchases. A, games I'm super hyped for and getting day one. And B, I'm bored and there's nothing on my shelf I want to play. I think we can all agree with that one. What's up? I can't remember the name of that game anymore.
Yeah, that one in plastic.
El Shaddai.
Yeah, El Shaddai, that's it. And yes, and that one in plastic. if it falls into category A, then I'd be getting it on launch anyway without knowing about the problems. Mm-hmm. Good point. If it falls into category B, then I would avoid it until the problems are fixed. For example, I don't really care about Diablo. Oh, fuck. That's two in a row. So if I was possibly thinking of picking it up after work and I read on Twitter about the problems, then I would just wait. Sean Recupido.
And see, this goes back to what I was saying. Based on what I had heard of the game, on launch day, I would have avoided buying the game.
See, I don't know if I could do that really. If it's a game I really wanted,
see, Diablo wasn't a game.
I was going to say it wasn't really on your.
Diablo was category B for me. I am bored, and there's nothing on my shelf I want to play.
I will ask you this question again, and if PSO2, you're going to get it day one. Or if you were on the way to the store and you read on Twitter it's having connectivity issues and all this other crap, would you still buy it day one?
PSO2?
Yep. Yes, he
probably
would. Yeah, he would.
Yeah, no matter what. Yeah. Probably. So that's like
that's one of those games that would fall into group A, games that I'm super hyped about.
Yeah, but
either way, you would stick through it though. Like you know that this shit is going to get fixed.
And that's the thing. It's like I just personally was not sure I would be as interested in Diablo because, you know, I played the first game and I was like, you know, okay, I like this game. It's pretty cool. Right. And the second game, I didn't play the second game until like last year, you know? Oh, and wow. It didn't really hold my attention because it was, you know, it's a little dated. Right. I mean, it's still a good game, but it's a little dated. So I wasn't really hyped about Diablo 3.
Sure.
So what got me hyped about Diablo 3 was hearing all of you guys talk about playing it.
Yeah.
So that's what really got me. And that's why I wanted the guest pass to try it out, because I wanted to make sure that this was a game that I was going to be interested with, because I was afraid of the clicky. I was really afraid of that. And because I haven't really had to play it that way, because of the way they did the interface, and I don't know if 2 was like this because I hadn't played it long enough, but where you can just hold it down and do what you need to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was a much better experience for me.
Okay.
So... And it goes back to Torchlight. Like, Torchlight on PC, I didn't play it because it was clicky. But as soon as it came out on 360, should I beat that game in like a week? You know, yeah. I was all over that game. So.
Huh. We may have gotten a little off topic. But,
a little bit, yeah. Quite a bit.
I think we're still there.
That's okay. The point I wanted to bring up is, you know, we have these major companies that are, you know, putting out these big games. What, 3.5 million copies sold?
Oh, I think Diablo? It's more than that now. I think they're up to like launch. 7 million. Oh,
at launch. Just at launch. And we're talking about a company like Blizzard that's, you know, very well familiar with, you know, online.
I guess that was one of the things that really surprised me, that there were so many issues. Because they have so much experience in this area.
I agree. But... this is 3.5 million fucking people I'm talking about a launch day, like in the first 24 hours.
It was 6.2 million.
That's a fuck ton of people. Yeah. And they shoehorn people into like different time slots as to when they could log in. And you know, this shit blew up. Shit really fucking blew up. And I don't know. We're past those issues now. And it didn't take long. It took about a week.
Yeah.
You know? I'll admit that first night when I was like trying to log in incessantly, I was a little pissed off. I'm like,
were you up at midnight?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was up at midnight. I was ready to fucking go. Everything was like preloaded. But I had the sneaking suspicion in the back of my head. I'm like, because this is online only, I know there are going to be some hurdles to get through.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We've gotten through them and it did not take long.
Skyrim was the same way. We all knew, like...
I wanted to bring up Skyrim. But go ahead.
I was going to say, like, Bethesda games are fucking famous for having so many bugs and glitches.
Buggy as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, and broken, like straight up broken to some extent, where you had a certain point, you can't even play the game. Like Travis had that issue where he got somewhere in the storyline, he couldn't advance. It was straight up busted. And that's something you don't even need to know that on day one launch. You just saw it's a Bethesda game. It's coming. It's an Elder Scrolls game, Fallout game. It's going to be fucking, something's going to be wrong with it. Yeah. But that doesn't stop people. Doesn't stop us. It's like,
I've heard far less fallback from, you know, the Skyrim bugs than I have about this Diablo stuff.
Yeah.
To be honest. And with, you know, Skyrim, you know, you play for like 30 hours, then you get one bugged mission and, you know, your entire save game is screwed.
Yeah. And that's just a one player game. So yeah, you can play it offline, but it's still going to fuck you. And the problem with that is they can't really mend it on the fly like they have been doing with something that's online only. I guess, and everyone knew Diablo's online only. Like, you knew that going into it. You need to have an internet connection. And that's what seems to be the fault. Most people are pissed about that. They can't play it single player. Well, you kind of knew that. But the good news about that is when something goes wrong, it goes wrong for everybody. And they fix that shit right away.
You're not the only one who's fucked. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Now we all get to spend time with our significant others.
Significant others, yes.
That's
yes.
right. Yeah. The Diablo server's down. Hey, baby, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
We have another email? I think we got another
We do. Can I read it?
You read it.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Hello again, Indus. Let me put it straight. If a game is going to be fucked up from the gecko...
What? from the gecko?
What gecko fucks up games purposely?
The Geico gecko does it.
Right. Then yes, it will piss me off and most likely not play it or buy it from that company again. Wow.
Ooh, wow.
He's taking the shit personally.
Yeah, he is. Who is this?
Example, Battlefield 3. Just think of how angry people got when the online is a fuck up day one. I mean, honestly, the game kept splitting me and my friends up into different squads. Voice chat was bad for 3 days. I couldn't even log in for online matches. And I have an extreme speed internet connection.
Extreme!
Extreme. I have not played Battlefield 3 for 4 months now. Another game was King of Fighters 12.
Oh yeah.
That game was a total failure from day one. Killzone 3 was perfect, apparently. Uncharted 3, no problem. And even Burnout Paradise City had no issues online or even game-wise. It's apparently a perfect game. Yes, if big companies like EA, Square Enix, Capcom, and so gives us crap in the box or bad online, then yes, it will affect if I continue. What the hell? There's no periods or punctuation. Damn it. My penis awaits.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
Okay, all right. Or bad online, then yes, it will affect if I continue to support that IP title in the future. Okay, I let my shitty night at work stress out here on the QOTW now and back to my normal life all. What the fuck, dude? I don't even know what he said anymore.
Thanks, oh, Mike. Shit.
Thanks, Mike. Penis 08.
That's right. A little extreme
will,
for me.
I would like to draw one thing that's comparing Battlefield launches and people connecting to Killzone 3 and Uncharted 3 probably isn't, because
yeah, Battlefield's a bigger game,
way bigger, especially in regards to multiplayer. Like, I know Uncharted multiplayer is not bad; it's not a bad game. Neither is Killzone. Killzone 3's multiplayer is actually pretty good, but there's not even close to as people playing those than there is Battlefield, and they all had betas. I'm pretty sure all three of them, right?
Yes.
So I think Battlefield actually did probably better than they thought in its first day, but. I don't know, what game doesn't multiplayer, like, really, that's, like, a really big game that doesn't have, like, a bad launch that people just seem to buy anyway? They just like to bitch about it. Like,
I'll be honest with you, it's, like, probably the last game that had an online component that had a few problems where I barely heard anything about it was Star Wars.
Old Republic?
Yeah. Did that have any problems? I can't remember hearing anything.
Do you remember the long ass queue times?
The queue times are one thing, but it's not like, you know, it's not like people are getting booted from the game all the time. I mean, I didn't hear anything about that.
At the time, people were fucking furious.
Yeah, they were. That's true.
Were they? I was lucky enough not to have a never have a queue time. Because I think we're on a weird-ass server, all of us, and we were on, like, that was, like, a different time zone.
I had a queue time once, and it was, like...
Yeah, like,
really?
It was literally, like, 2 minutes.
My longest one was, like, 5 minutes.
It was a nightly thing for me, 45 minutes. Like, as soon as I got home from work, I would try and log in, and I would have to wait 45 minutes before I got in. And that was a nightly thing for a good, like, week or two.
That's crazy. That is, but isn't that kind of known?
But, but I didn't get it in the first week either.
There you go.
Because I had to. I was waiting for my new PC. I was waiting for my new PC to come in.
Okay, that's right.
So,
because that stuff I can understand. Like that. Okay, MMOs scare me because I remember. Okay, not that I was ever going to buy this game, but you guys saw it at E3 last year or the year before last year. It was Final Fantasy 14.
It was so horrible.
Yeah, and I heard so much bad things about. Like post the game launching, but then when that game actually came out, I saw so much shit that was so wrong with that game. That literally, like, because I played a little bit of 11, not enough to say that I really got into it or put in enough time to actually get a good sense of what the game was. But I saw the art style for 14. I was like, hey, this, you know, maybe this is going to be, because that was supposed to come out for PS3. Remember that a long time ago?
Yeah. So much for that.
Yeah, I was like, maybe this is going to come out for. Maybe this will be the MMO that kind of, you know, gets me into the genre. And I think that's the only game that a really bad launch really turned me from kind of interested. And then again, this is just kind of interested to I'm not touching with the 10-foot pole.
And that wasn't even a launch. That wasn't even launch problems. That was just launching a shitty game.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it boiled down to.
I was going to ask, did it come from like, you know, a pre, you know, like conceptions of the game? Like knowing that it was going to be bad?
Me, myself.
I mean, yeah, seriously. Like, you know, there was a lot of bad press about that game prior to its launch.
I didn't, well, to be honest, I never read any bad press. The only bad stuff I heard, and not because I'm saying you guys were the only people who said bad shit about it. It's only because I only read that shit because I didn't read anything about the game. It was when you guys had your impressions when you guys went to E3. And it was like, yeah, it's kind of, but I was like, oh, okay, well, it's kind of a ways off. You never know. And again, like I said, it was just going to be like, I might get it eventually because it was so bad. Like, the reviews are so terrible. Because, you know, MMOs do the whole thing, they release. Even Diablo 3 had the same thing they released, but the reviews don't go up until like a couple weeks later because the embargo, like they can't even get a game software and the servers don't go up. And then after that all hit, I was like, I'm not even touching this. Like, not even going to give it a shot. Like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, so, I think my mind was made up when because I sat there and I watched Jason play it. And I swear to God, he picked up something and tried to equip it, and he had to navigate like eight different menus to get to it.
Whatever,
it was crazy. Yeah, like, just the menu system, how convoluted it was. It was just, ugh.
That game was rough.
It was bad.
The chick demoing it was pretty hot, though.
Well, yeah, I'll agree with that. She was cute.
What's up? What's your name?
Yeah.
See you
What's
again
up,
this
Final
year.
Fantasy 14 demoer.
It's like, but overall, though, is there any games that you guys can specifically remember that you've been like, bad multiplayer launches? Because it's all gonna come down to one thing: multiplayer or DRM based stuff, where it's like you have to play single player online. Like maybe Assassin's Creed 2 on PC, maybe being DRM and didn't have bad launch per se, but if you had disconnection issues, you couldn't play that game on PC.
Yeah. I'm definitely not a fan of always on DRM. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cannot stand just the thought of that. But
what? Okay, I gotta ask this though. How many times? Like, well, I guess you probably a lot, but like for me, I am rarely ever at a PC that it's not on the internet. It's pretty much zero because I don't have a laptop, so that's probably one of the big things.
Right.
So for me, it's not a big deal because I'm like, it's always gonna be on my PC at home or like Tony's parents. So I'm always gonna have an internet connection, which is one side. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I can explain this actually, and it's actually at work. You know, we have two different networks. We have like an office network and like a gaming network. And our office network is off. It's terrible, right?
Okay.
But some rooms, you know, in our office building, you know, we have to use that office connection. And if that's down, my day is fucked.
You're done. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, because there's so many games that where you actually have to connect to the internet to get, you know, certain functions. Multiplayer, you know, obviously. So, yeah, that's really made me take a look at, you know, shit like that. And it's annoying as hell. I do not like it.
Oh,
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, look at my vacation. Fan. It was pretty much destroyed because I didn't have an internet connection as far as playing Diablo goes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Any game you buy on Steam, don't you have to be connected to Steam to play them?
There's an offline mode, actually.
Yeah, there is an offline.
There is, so you actually you can play them without being connected. That's,
I'm not saying that it works perfectly, but yeah, if you like preload the offline mode before going offline,
okay,
it,
so you,
it kind of works. And
so it's got like a preparation type thing.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty ridiculous, and yeah,
I can see, but yeah, I can see why companies do it for DRM and also Diablo, because I mean, well, we'll see if people start duping shit. Like I can see why they did it,
so yeah,
to prevent that stuff, and you can play your online character.
Well, technically offline.
Well, technically, you could just build a character in Diablo 2, just create an online game and have it private, the same thing.
If they just would have fucking, like, did it the same way they did before, like, your single player, you know, cannot blend into multiplayer online. Right.
See, the thing is, I would, this is where I can, because like, so much time, like, the time I'm limited, like, I would hate, because right now my main character is the one that I've played the most single player.
Yeah, and you would hate to have two separate characters.
I would hate to be like, because I'd be like, oh man, I gotta, like, I don't know. That would drive me nuts. So, and that's one of the pluses. I'm not playing. I agree with you guys. I think it's dumb. Like, I'd love to. Like, when the servers were down today, like, I didn't go to work. That's all I want to do is play Diablo. I'm like, I'm feeling better. I just want to play Diablo. I couldn't log on. I'm like, I just want to play single player to level up my dude and bring him back online. But if they did that, would that mean I can't bring him back online? I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of like, double edged sword kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is a bitch, but I don't know. Bad launches, like, I mean, I think SOCOM was another one. Like, I really like the SOCOM series, like, on PS2. And the SOCOM on PS3 was so bad. You guys remember the one that wasn't made by the first one that came out? The one that what's those guys' names? But yeah, that was another one that I was thinking of getting. And then when I heard about all the connection issues, I was like, I'm going to wait a bit. A month later, all the connection issues are still there. I was like, yeah, not going to buy this at all.
I avoided WoW at first.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was really bad at launch as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the biggest one that I can think of right now is WoW.
I mean, to bring it like a little closer to home as far as, you know, bad launches and games that I play.
Yeah.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah, that
awful, terrible buggy
game.
Oh,
the first day, dude, remember that? Oh my god.
Yeah, connection issues, like, you know, prior to launch were like, I was like,
dude, everyone,
Capcom, fix this shit. But yeah, after a week or so, you know, the connection issues kind of cleared up. But even then, bugs.
Sound issues.
So many fucking bugs. Like, you know, the infinites and, you know, like the Mega Man glitch, you know, where it would, like, freeze up the game and stuff like that. But we never really experienced that stuff so much.
No, we did not, because we play, like, mostly with a tight group, so...
Right.
We're not going to abuse that shit. We knew about them, but it's not like someone's going to be like, I'm going to pick Mega Man and just do this to be a dick. Actually, it would be kind of funny every once in a while. But no one ever did that. The only thing I think we really experienced hardcore was the sound glitch that everyone had. Because I remember the first day, we were like, this is fucking weird because we can't shit.
Yeah, I don't want to say that was by design, but that was because of the netcode that they chose. But that's really actually beside the point. So my point is that, you know... The game is like, it has such a bad rap, you know, for being so glitchy and buggy, but we never really experienced that because, you know, we didn't delve into like the game that deeply, I guess. You know, that shit was out there, but we never exploited it.
Yeah, we never went out of our way to be like, let's take advantage of this and or the big thing now is it also launches the gems. Like the what's it called? Auto defense gems, which is bullshit, which is something totally different. That's not even a glitch. That's kind of
it's not a glitch. Yeah, that's just the slight on the game itself, but and their marketing or whatever. But I don't know. That's it's definitely inside of the fighting game community. It's definitely heralded as like, as being like this shoddy ass game that was broken as fuck from launch date. But yet we've been playing it, you know, since launch day for the most part, and like loving the shit out of it.
I have had so much fun with that game. And I guess that's a good thing is where it's like that, at least we have that opportunity to do that, whereas something like Diablo or something with DRM, we couldn't because that's all online shit. But
yeah.
Well, again, if we're playing offline, we wouldn't be playing each other anyway, so.
True.
What's up,
like,
vodka?
You know, or like Skyrim, where it was, you know, completely game-breaking for a lot of people.
Yeah. Offline.
Yeah. Offline.
People, hey. I haven't beat that game, but I've run into crazy glitches. I didn't see the backwards dragon glitch or that one.
I'm actually sad I missed that one. I wanted to see the backwards dragons. That would have been cool.
But, I mean, we live in a day and age where I'm at the point now I expect it. I'm like, you know what? A game's not going to be perfect on day one.
which is kind of sad, yeah, because it is the whole, like, you know, we're online now and patches are, you know, so easily acceptable, I guess, you know. Yeah. Companies going to release unfinished games.
God, I seem to remember having this conversation once.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
I'm pretty
sure. But yeah, it still holds true. But yeah, I think it lends itself to that, totally.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Definitely.
Cool.
All right, anything else? Finishing touches?
I'm good.
Let's play some Diablo.
I know. It's like I don't mind as long as they get shit fixed. You know, that's what it boils down to. If they get shit fixed, I'm good.
What's broken? I've been playing for a week.
No, that's what I'm saying. Shit's fixed. That's fine.
So fucking we're done. Let's go.
All right, we're done. Let's talk about new releases real quick.
Yeah, whatever. Play Diablo.
Play Diablo. PS3 and 360 are both getting Virtual Fighter 5 Final Showdown Inversion.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Bang Racing and Madagascar 3, the video game. Talk about Virtual Fighter. Isn't that the one where there's like the DLC is more expensive than the game itself?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. $15 like entry point, which is pretty good in and of itself.
And then it's like $20 for all the DLC?
Yeah, if you want everything else, then yeah, you can pay the extra money for it.
Is that like all the costumes?
Extra characters, yeah, costumes and the other stages. Don't quote me, but yeah, you get like a third of the game for that price.
Okay.
But it's a good entry point. It's an interesting pricing model.
Hmm.
We'll see how it goes.
I wonder how that does, because the last Virtual Fighter was, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Virtual Fighter 5 came out.
And that's the one that's,
that was
just an updated version.
Yeah.
So it's not a brand new game by any means. So it's real, real hard to justify it, you know, $50, $60.
Online in both consoles now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say yeah.
Huh. I really like that on the, you know, back when I was a Sega dude. Played all of them. I didn't like 3, though.
I will buy it to support, but, I mean, it's kind of an old game.
Well, you play it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah. What else coming out, Chris?
Let's see. Wii, 3DS, and Vita are all getting Madagascar 3.
Yes!
And
it's about time.
I know, right? And the 3DS is also getting Rayman Origins, finally. Wow. And Art of Balance Touch. And that, unfortunately, is your new release list.
That's our E3 release list.
That's your pre-E3 release list. So, pick of the week. Go buy Diablo.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, probably.
Go buy the fucking Humble Indie Bundle.
Go buy the Humble Indie Bundle.
Yeah.
I will second that.
Yeah, that's technically out on Monday, right?
It's out now.
It's out now. That's right. That's right. It is now.
194,000 sold today.
And they're not going to sell out.
Yeah, they won't sell out of the data that's on their servers, I promise.
Right.
Cool. All right. Shall we do emails?
Yeah, if we got emails, want to do this question or emails first? Which one?
Let me do the email first.
All right, go for it.
I don't have access to those.
That's okay. There's only one, and I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, you cut me off.
Oh, sorry. Love you, buddy. All right, hold on. My Thunderbird has to start responding again. Hey, there we go. All right. This is from Nabashin186, Brian Jackson. Hey, yo, guys. It's your secret heterosexual lover, Nabashin, here.
Shit,
I like
secret.
I like it. So about a year ago during E3 2011, I created a little segment that I called Indus Hype Meter.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this? I'm not going to do one now since I'll be sending you guys one after E3 2012, but since it's the 1 year anniversary of it, I want to give you guys some highlights of games that you've given your first Indus impressions on a year ago and how you feel about them now. So here's how it's going to go down. I'll list the game and the person's reaction and then make a quick comment about it. Note, Travis wasn't in the initial hype meter, but was in the post E3. So it probably won't be too much about on him. I don't remember
that's
why he
so
was
sad.
Around. All right, so Darkness 2, Jeff, woot! Never bought it and probably wouldn't have finished it anyway.
Oh, that's right, I didn't. I almost bought it today. It was like $24.
Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, Chris, Tampax, peer pressure is a motherfucker.
Nice.
White Knight Chronicles 2, Chris, woot! Just check Amazon. It's $23 if you're still interested in buying it.
Wow.
Yeah, I never did get that game. Yeah, Mass Effect 3, Jeff, motherfucker, woot!
Yeah.
No comment. Gears of War 3. Jeff, Tampax. The hype train runs the whole grain.
So good, dude. Did you play it? It's awesome.
Saints Row the Third. Chris, who gas? Jeff, who gas? Loving. It's what I got.
Nice. I didn't love it. Chris did.
No, we're just, I think he's referring to us all singing it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice. Ninja Gaiden 3. Jeff, woot. That's his comment. Just laughing in the background. let's see. Rayman Origins. Chris, who guess? Jeff, who guess? Palette Cleanser of 2011.
Yeah.
Bing on 360. Travis, woot. Still binging that shit.
Yeah, still binging that shit.
Is he really?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe.
Wow.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Jeff, meh.
Shorny, what the hell?
Dude, I remember back when it was first announced, I couldn't care less. I'm like, I don't like Tekken. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And his comment, Chorny Cross Facepalm. Kid Icarus Uprising. Jeff, nice. Unlike Jeff, the porn star Paul Pebblestone lights the controls. Luigi's Mansion 2. Travis, fucking woot. You can always borrow a 3DS from work, right? well, guys, that's all I got for you. Prepare for the next Indus Hype Meter after E3. Nobishin186. P.S. Hope I filled the void for the lack of Indus stats. I miss Indus stats.
Well, Confidence Man still listens. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. He's in school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes first, man.
Yep. You should go to school for Indus stats.
I see him on Retroids a lot lately. Yeah, well, not a lot, but every once in a while I see my Retroids. So that's the emails I've got.
Some of those are surprising as shit, man.
What's that?
Definitely. Some of those are surprising as hell.
Yeah.
I can't believe I met Gears of War 3, because I'm guessing it was just announced, right? And they're probably just like, yeah, here's Gears of War 3. I was like, whatever. But, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that I can't believe that I bought Saints Row the Third.
I can't believe I fucking man Rayman Origins. That must have been before there was any kind of video. Because I remember ever since I saw the first video of that, I was like, damn, this shit looks good.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, this is the first real continuation of Rayman since, you know, God knows
I couldn't
when.
Care less about Rayman. I didn't play any of the other ones, really.
I didn't either, but it's like, all we've had is Raging Rabbids, and it's like, never.
Yeah. True that.
But, I did have a voicemail, and I've had it for a couple of weeks now, and the thing is that it's two separate voicemail that I need to chop up and put together, and I just haven't had a time to do it. So that person knows who he is, and I will get that voicemail done for next week's show.
No, do it now. I have time to go get another drink.
No, we're almost done. We're going to keep going.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say.
Jeff, you want to do some Indus questions?
Yeah,
I'm not drunk at all.
We'll do another one. Because you can go for a quick drink right here, Jason.
I can?
So, yeah, go quick.
I can't answer for you guys anymore?
You can.
I see how it is.
No, you can. Just
screw you guys.
Okay, maybe you don't need another drink. Come back. Rob Perry says, who would be your dream guest to have on the show? Besides Jason.
Besides Jason.
Jason doesn't count.
Wow, that's a tough one.
It is tough. I know who I'd have. It wouldn't necessarily be my dream guest, but I'd really like to have Phil Harrison or Peter Moore on the show just to see, to pick their brain about how things work, both at Sony and Microsoft during those times when the new consoles were released.
I was actually going to say Phil Harrison.
Oh, nice.
Just because I think that he is probably, I've always said this, that he's the best personality in the video game industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I hope we see him at E3 next week. I really
That'd
do.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Navishin says, how much better or worse would the movie Battleship be if they were to say the line, you sunk my battleship in it?
Wait, they don't?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
I haven't either, but they better say it.
I'm guessing by this, it sounds like he did see it, and maybe they don't say that.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Well.
How much better would it be? I don't think anything can save that movie.
True.
I mean, Liam Neeson's in it. Come on. And that's not even saving it. If that can't help them, I don't know what they're going to do.
Everyone count to G5. Okay, this one actually I want Jason to be here to answer.
Hurry up, Jason.
I think I heard
so
it.
Back.
Harriet, oh, cool. Here he is.
I was going to say, I was going to hold you for this one. Okay. I think Jason liked this movie, but Navishan also says, now that Anchorman 2 has been announced, what sequels to movies would you like to see, even if it's impossible now?
I want Spaceballs 2, damn it.
That would be awesome.
I want Spaceballs 2. I heard, you know, on the in the movie they say, we'll meet in Spaceballs 2, the search for more money. And then I actually heard a rumor that they were making Spaceballs 3, the search for Spaceballs 2.
That'd be pretty
That was a long, long time ago.
Kind of funny.
But
they would
I
never
want Spaceballs 2.
Find Rick Moranis, though.
No, they, I mean, yeah, they would never be able to replace him. They would never be able to replace him as Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
I bet she gives great helmet.
When he read this in, it was a couple weeks ago, and I was actually going to say Blade Runner, and then Blade Runner I think that
Stop.
Day. What?
Don't even, no.
That's you don't think
not
so?
Happening. It's not happening.
Really?
I mean, it is, but...
Oh, but you're saying, but it's all the original people. You don't think it's going to be good?
Fuck off. No, it should never happen. Never, ever.
Jason's not passionate about Blade Runner at all.
Well, he does say, even if it's impossible now. I don't know. What sequel would you like to see, Jason? That even if it's impossible.
Enter the Ninja 2.
Oh, my God.
Is Shokasugi still alive? Cause
I don't know. Can we get another American Ninja? What are we at, like 7?
I want a Gymkata 2.
I don't know what that is.
I'm getting drunk and belligerent right now. I need to find out if
there's a welcome back to the show, Jason.
Yes, thank you.
Back to Navishan again. He says, seeing that you guys have played GTA 4, Red Dead, LA Noir, Max Payne 3, what influence do you hope won't come to GTA 5? The boring. How about that?
I don't give a shit about GTA 5. I'll be honest with you.
Why really right now?
I won't give a shit until like launch night. I'm like,
you're
probably go get that game.
That's what I did for 4.
And I'll go buy it. Yeah. Yep.
And then he'll play it for like 10 minutes and stop.
No, we'll do that we did last time. We'll love it the first day, and then the next time we do the record, we'll be like,
stop playing that game.
I put a good 20, 30 hours in that game. It was pretty
good.
Did
you really?
Pretty far. Yeah. Same here. But I didn't.
I didn't. I put like maybe 6 or 7.
Now it says, do you think a multiplayer focused first person shooter has any chance of being Game of the Year winner anymore? The last one was Modern Warfare 2. I'd say no. I don't think so.
As long as we still have Spike TV, there's always a chance.
Oh, but yes. Yeah, true. Spike will always throw that one out there.
Good point.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so there is not a Gymkata 2. I want a Gymkata 2.
Gymkata 2? What is that?
Gymkata is a 1985 martial arts film starring Olympic gymnast Kurt Thomas as Jonathan Cabot.
Okay.
Should I keep going?
No.
He's an Olympic gymnast who combines his gymnastic ability with martial arts to enter a deadly competition in a fictional country, Parmistan.
Blood
the film
sport.
Is based on the 1957 novel The Terrible Game by Dan Tyler Moore, adapted for the screen by Charles Robert Karner, and was shot in what was then Yugoslavia. Gymkata earned a Razzie Award for Thomas as the worst new star. Anyway, it was this dude that would like swing around on a pommel horse, beating the shit out of ninjas.
So it's Van Damme, basically.
It was fucking awesome.
And a pommel horse. He's on the rings.
Seriously. He was killing ninjas doing that shit. That's awesome. That needs a sequel.
If you wanted a song to go with that, even if it was by a band you hate, because Jeff Better Tomorrow says, any songs you love from bands you hate? I got one. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
How could you hate that band?
I'm not a big fan of them. I like that song, but I'm not a big fan of them. Just saying. I don't hate them, but I'm not a big fan of them.
Shit.
No Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. No. Bye Bye Bye, NSYNC.
Oh, no. They're amazing. who's that Jason Mraz guy? He reminds me of Travis because he's short.
Jason Mraz.
And I could see Travis rocking out to some Jason Mraz.
I don't know who that is.
Just picture Travis with like a fedora on.
Yeah, I've probably seen him.
Yeah.
So you like his song, but you're not a big fan of the guy?
I guess so. I'm just making shit up at this point. I have no idea what's going on.
We'll shoot through a couple more of these, and we'll see.
I'm trying to remember what the name of the song is. It's the December song from Green Day.
So you hate Green Day?
I hate Green Day.
I hate Green Day too.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey,
yeah, that he is a whiny little bitch. He needs to go away. They rank right up there with Smashing Pumpkins. Bunch of whiny fucks.
There we go. That's a perfect one. Yes. Okay. I like Disarm by Smashing Pumpkins. I fucking love that song, but I hate them. There we go. Asian says, hey there, here's some quick fire. Big Bang Theory or Two and a Half Men?
Big Bang Theory.
Neither.
Big Theory is awesome.
I don't watch either of them, to be honest.
It's a great show.
Playboy or Hustler?
Depends on how many drinks I've had.
Classy or slutty?
Yeah, I'll go. Playboy gets the bigger names, but Hustler's got what you want when you've had a few. So.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Can we go Penthouse and kind of go in the middle?
Nah, well, he doesn't say that, so I'm going to go Hustler. All Hustler. Right.
I'll go with that.
X-Men or Justice League?
X-Men.
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 Even though we love Batman, X-Men.
Yep. Oh, you know what? That's going to take too long. Okay, we got...
Justice League is terrible, by the way. Don't buy that.
I've never even... Yeah.
What, the new 52 stuff?
Yeah. Oh. That new Justice League ones? I don't like it. I just burped.
Yeah, you
Thanks
did.
For that.
Asian's got a follow-up. Who would you marry, fuck, kill? Courteney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, and Lisa Kudrow.
Explain the marry, fuck, kill thing to me.
Who's Lisa Kudrow?
You got to pick someone to marry, pick someone to fuck, and pick someone to kill.
Oh.
So you got Courteney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow.
Kudrow is the other chick from Friends, right? The blonde?
The blonde one, yeah. Smelly cat girl. Yeah.
Fuck her. Oh, wait, no. Oh, God, that's really tough now.
No, it's easy. I'd marry Jennifer Aniston.
I would marry Jennifer Aniston, fuck Courteney Cox, and kill Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Can I just fuck them all?
No, you can't. Not, the rule isn't who would you like to, you know, throw your thing into and have no repercussion. Make a decision.
Because I like that. I don't know if I want to kill anyone. I'm going to skip this one.
Okay, how about you don't have to kill them. You just got to turn them away.
I guess.
Turn away Lisa Kudrow.
Welcome to the Put On Your Vagina podcast.
Yeah. I just feel uncomfortable with
Welcome
this
to hoeing up.
All right, and I guess the other ones will say. I got one more from Biff Sticks. He says, "Who's excited for Prometheus?"
Oh, I want to see that movie. That movie looks good.
Yeah. See?
Hell yeah! Crystal and I are both like, "Oh, we're seeing that." So.
Yeah.
That's when we get to drop the kid off with the grandparents and go see a movie.
Good shit.
Yep.
And I did get the other ones, guys, for sure. I'll keep them in here, and we'll read them definitely next week. We need to kind of space them out, so we ask them every week.
What?
So, you guys want to keep going?
I'm not on very often, man.
All right, let's do them then. Fuck.
Do one more. Do one more.
Do one more. One more. One more. You want a quick one, or you want one that actually takes thought?
Quick one.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know if Jason could do thought right now.
No. Did anyone here watch Lost?
No.
No.
Okay, neither did I. So sorry, Jeff. Better tomorrow. We can't read yours right now. God, that takes too much thinking.
I think Travis watched that shitty show, so.
Yeah, we'll ask him next time.
He was on that tip.
he was up with that sitch.
Okay, Adventuring, I don't know. Oh, okay, I'm not going to ask that one. If Jason,
I've heard of that guy.
He asks, if the only way you can get away from the cops was to throw your intestines at them, would you?
Oh, God. This is about. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Some dude in New Jersey apparently stabbed himself, ripped out his intestines, and threw him at a cop.
What?
I shit you not.
Was he high on something? He must.
He had to be. He had to be.
Fucking.
But someone in New Jersey, and it's like, and he said he like posted on Google Plus. He actually posted the article, and he goes, "Okay, we're not really crazy in New Jersey. Just this guy and the crazy tan lady." you know, the woman that apparently put her like 6-year old in a tanning bed.
No,
did you hear about that?
That
oh God, Octomom. I'll have to send that later. Yeah.
Right? Wow.
But, yeah. He's like, it's just these two. And I messaged him back. I said, I don't know, man, your track record's not looking too good right now.
I would simply say no. That just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't need to get away from a cop that bad. I think I'd rather just be in prison for a while.
And that's just dumb. Don't ask that.
Why would you even? Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Dude, the other one, like, literally, the other ones are stuff that we actually have to think about for a second. Or, okay, what's the most accidental, inappropriate thing you've ever done?
And he stole this from Ask Reddit. This is from Plank Fan.
Oh, shit.
Accidental, wait. Inappropriate thing you've ever done.
Yeah, I've told both mine.
Should
the show
we
before.
Go in like chronological order? I think my most recent was pissing
yesterday.
yeah, pretty, not too long ago. It was at a work gathering. I may have peed on like a patio outside the bar.
Did you
I
really?
Guess. Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get caught?
Oh, yeah. Why? I was in front of a lot of people. And I remember there was a table full of girls that were like, oh, why don't you just go ahead and shit in the corner? I'm like,
oh,
there's
God.
A big difference between shitting and pissing.
Yeah. And now obviously, corner. You were pretty intoxicated at this point.
Extremely.
Now, were you caught just by coworkers, people sitting there, or was like someone by the restaurant, like someone who owned the place or worked there, catch you?
Oh, just people that were
sitting around
outside.
Or whatever. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Now I feel awkward. Okay.
I've told my big three. I guess the most recent one was the one when I was peeing off my balcony when the person like two floors down was outside having a smoke with that girl.
That's right.
Yeah, and like heard it and saw and looked up, and then we made eye contact, and I all of a sudden tried to make it look like I was looking up too, like something was falling above my floor. It's like, I don't know where that's coming from. That's not me. And hopefully I don't ever see you.
I threw up on the side of my best friend's parents' house. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
But it's only if you got caught by it, though.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I had to wash it off.
Oh, it's, someone else did that, too.
Wait, I'm how so come you didn't wash it off when you puked on the side of my car?
Because you had already done it.
Oh. Okay.
You jerk. So, yeah, I did that, too.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you too, man. Thanks for taking care of me that night.
Was that the 311 thing or something?
Yes.
Like
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was not an experience I would like to relive, that's for sure.
Awesome. Oh, there's so many we could tell, but... Oh, man.
What's that?
You can't even remember it. How would you relive it?
I remember most of it. Well, I remember most of it where I wasn't passed out.
That's awesome. All right. So, question for today. We'll do the rest of them next week when we can think about some stuff.
Cool. Yeah. Question of the week then.
Can't think right now.
Hey, next week is E3.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our E3 wrap up. We're going to probably just talk about all the stuff that happened at E3. So, I have this idea, and I haven't actually even mentioned this to Jeff yet. So I'm going to see what he thinks. Right. I want to hear what everybody's terrible distraction and who gives a shit of E3 was.
So it's basically the same thing as the hype meter that Napshin does?
Basically, yeah.
We're just making his job easier.
Exactly. So yeah, tell us what the biggest success in your eyes and the biggest disappointment in your eyes from E3. To answer the question of the week, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. It's
not
like leet, but it's feet.
But it's not really.
Not really. Well, it's kind of feet. Yeah, not really.
It's kind of eight.
Eight.
Yeah, that's horrible. I know. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Geoff, and
Geoff.
Unistrike.
Yeah.
I'm sad you're not Indus Jason anymore, but I
all
understand.
That shit is all lowercase, by the way.
All one word.
All one word as well.
Yes.
Well, all one word.
It's been a while, hasn't it, Jason?
I don't know what's going on right now.
And Indus Pro.
And what else? Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and on Google+. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you will find us. And that...
Top of the list.
Right
yes,
there.
Absolutely.
Just
we're right
Google
there at the top.
Interactive Distractions. Oh my God, you guys
it's,
are like
it's
ranked
funny how you guys are right at the top. Check us out at Retroids too. Check out our forums over there. So it's a great community to talk with other gamers and hook up with people that want to play Diablo. So head over there and check that out. And that's all I have. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Play Diablo.
It was awesome podcasting with you guys.
Yes,
Jason, I want to thank you for coming on
such
last minute.
To you, by the way.
I missed you guys so much. And
we miss you too, bro. When are you coming down to visit?
Not soon enough. I seriously was like this past weekend. I was like, I miss Chris so much right now.
I miss our Tuesday gaming sessions, man. I miss industry.
Oh shit.
And we actually tested out, me and Glenn tested out trying to do
Google Plus
doing Google Hangouts. They're going to do Google Hangouts, and it won't work because it doesn't XSplit doesn't support it, and and there's a limit of 10 people in a room, which kind of puts a damper on everything. So
that it does.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to figure out what we're going to do to replace IndieStream because it's just not fun with just me. You know, it's just not. You know,
I know you're kind of boring. Unless
I am. Unless I'm very boring
in the room with you.
It's like whenever I'm playing a game, I just play the game. It's just I'm boring.
Right.
And you play fucking Valkyria Chronicles too. That's
lame.
Wow, that was fun, Jeff.
Sorry, I giggled.
Well, you laugh at a lot of things.
But yeah, seriously,
anyway, I love
you. Short notice, thanks. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to actually fucking to come on here. I was like, I'm just going to throw it out there, see what happens.
Yeah. I'll be here next week.
This is sweet.
For those of you who don't know Jason, go check him out at Game Informer. He's one of the video editors over there, and he's got a lot of stuff up there now. So.
Oh, God, yes.
Go check him out.
He's been busy.
He's been a busy guy. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jason.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Zune Marketplace? Seriously?
Yeah, we still
got
to throw
that. Yeah, we still throw that in there.
Dude,
we've got like three or four people that use it.
Our animated fans still listen, so...
We're not sure why they still listen, but
you know. Zune Marketplace. All right.
Yep. Zune still has a marketplace?
I guess.
Wait, Microsoft still has a Zune? I don't.